Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Parenting with a Punch Show. I am your host, Amanda Houle, founder and creator of Parenting with a Punch. Visit my website, parentingwithapunch.com, to learn more about how you can work with me. And I have a fabulous guest here by the name of Maxine Reyes, who is just recently retired from 21 plus years in the Army and Air Force. So please welcome Maxine Reyes. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's great to have you here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So what's, you just retired from the Army. So let's talk about that first.
So I went to Atlanta with my family to celebrate my 21 years of service this past weekend. So the 15th was the ceremony and also the celebration with family and friends, and we had a blast.
That's amazing. So you just retired from the Army, you said, right?
Correct, yes.
And you were also in the Air Force, so 21 plus years?
Correct, 21. I did 11 years in the Air Force and 10 and a half in the Army, so 21 plus.
Wow. Now, were you active duty, or was it kind of sort of in and out?
I was active duty most of the time, and then I did a some reserve time while I was in the Air Force. But all of my Army career as an officer has been active duty.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you as you venture off into new beginnings and start new, amazing, awesome stuff. So I'd love to hear, I know you have, so there's Happily Joint, you're the co-founder.
Correct.
So talk to us a little bit about that venture.
Okay, so Happily Joined started 5 years ago when my husband and I celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary. So that's 5 years ago. It's been 20 years. And so we had a celebration with family and friends in Florida, and it was like a weekend getaway where we had, like, the first day was a meet and greet for all our family and friends that came into town. And then the next day we had a barbecue with all the kids included, because, you know, you have to do stuff for the kids as well.
Yes.
And then that evening, the women went off on our own, I mean, together as a group, and then the men went off together as a group. So it's like husbands and fiancés bonding and then wives bonding. Rented out a limo, was like 18 of us, and we just had a blast. Together, healthy, fun, girls' time. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we had the brunch, because we did the renewal of vows for the 15th.
Yep.
So we had thank you. We had the brunch with all the wedding party. And then that evening we had the renewal of vows and formal dinner with all the couples. And it was such a blast. It was our 15th anniversary, and our original pastor who did our wedding 15 years prior, he did the renewal of vows for us. So he came into town and did that. And it was such a wonderful time, a fellowship amongst friends and family, that all of our friends wanted to do it again. And so we're like, okay, if we're going to do it again, we're going to have a name for it. And so while I was deployed to Qatar in the Middle East, had a lot of time on my hands. And so I took names and I did a survey, and everyone loved Happily Joint. And so like Happily Married, because that was taken already because I did the domain search. Okay, Happily Joint, Happily Married is taken, so I'll do Happily Joint. And so all of our friends have supported us. We've been doing these sessions, weekend getaways, retreats, and workshops, and it's been highly supported. So we kept it and we trademarked it. It's now a registered trademark. So yeah, that's how John came along.
Wow, what a great story! And how it just came to life. That's awesome.
We did the most recent one we did this year was early in March, and that was done in Orlando. So we had about 22 couples that came down, and we just did our weekend retreat, weekend getaway.
And so that's awesome. So now, do you have any sort of like structure to it, or is it more just like to bring the couples together and just kind of have like a fun filled weekend, and then maybe have like a few talks or so, like from you and your husband? Or
yeah, so we have it, so it's mainly for togetherness and mingling with other couples. But we want some meat and potatoes in it as well, because the whole point is to, our tagline is make happiness last. So whatever got you together to love each other and you know, just have fun. People have been married for 20 years, 20 plus years, and they're bored. And yes. So a lot of them are on the brim of getting a divorce, you know. Mm-hmm. So the point is, my husband and I, now we've been married for 20 years, and a lot of people look at us like, you're so vibrant. You look like you're so much in love, which we are still in love. And so what would be fun, you know, so it's making the happiness last. So whatever it is actually that brought you together, just going back to remember the great times and bringing that back into your relationship and, you know, sustaining it pretty much. So what we do, we talk about that and share things that we've gone through, challenges that we've overcome, how we've overcome them, and then how we're maintaining that. And so that's what we're sharing with everyone. And we do that in the workshops, and we're planning on future ones to invite like counselors to come out, you know, professional counselors to come out and have sessions, because people break down in these workshops that we have. You know, folks are crying and, you know, pulling us aside and say, hey, this is a problem I'm having. So we have the women in one room, and, you know, we hash it out and, you know, share everything that we've been going through. Everyone shares. And it's a judgment-free zone. Everything is confidential, stays confidential in that room. So we have them sign, you know, a confidentiality agreement. And then the men go off and do their thing. And, you know, whatever they talk about in there, they talk about amongst each other, share ways of resolving their issues. And they come out, like, really refreshed and revived for their marriage, for their relationship.
That is like that. I mean, that's amazing. I of course, you know, in my business, it's so important, and really is kind of how the name Parenting with a Punch came about, because parents would hire me to work or give support for, you know, behaviors that were going on in the house. And a lot of the times, of course, I'm meeting directly with the parents, and it ends up being sort of like a counseling session, because the parents are hashing it out, because we're trying to get them on the same page in terms of how to handle the behavior or any of the struggles that they're having. So the communication is, of course, huge, which I'm sure you can agree. So I love everything that you're doing. That is just
having families, you know, getting along in the household is important for our kids, because it builds confidence, you know. Okay, I can share a story.
Yes, please.
So my husband and I, we were both active. Well, I'm out now, Lord.
Yes.
No longer active duty. So we were active duty before, and the past 5 years, we have not lived together in the same house. So we've been stationed in different states, different cities, traveling back and forth. And our daughter has been sharing the space. So she comes with me for like 1 year. When I was deployed, she was with my husband for 1 year. I came home, I was like, I want my baby. So my husband would brought her over, and then she stayed with me for that year. And then actually for 2 years. And then I got stationed in Texas. My husband got stationed in Kansas City. And so I had to be prepared for the field. And I was going to be gone for a while. So we had our family care plan, because in the military, you have to have someone else be able to take care of your child. And so she went to Hawaii with my in-laws, my husband's family. And so when she came back, it was like 6 months and I needed her. So I was like, you know what? Since I did not deploy, I ended up going to the field. I told my husband, I need my daughter back. So he flew to get her for me because I couldn't go. I had to work. And then he brought her home. But before even that separation, her classmate told her that her parents no longer live together and they're divorced and they're never, ever going to get back together. Came to us. My husband was home for that weekend. And he was, I remember him playing, sitting on the couch and watching TV and playing video games. And she came up, she's like, are you guys divorced? That was the question. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, where'd you get that from? No, baby, we're not. My husband dropped the remote, jumped on the couch, came in public display of affection, kissed me all over my cheek. So, you know, our daughter can see some affection still there. And then, you know, we had to hug her and set her down and just talk about why we're separated. And I straight up said, it's the army, honey. Yeah, which is the truth, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely.
So we had to just build her confidence that mommy and daddy uber love each other. We absolutely love each other. And we're not going to be apart besides what the army, you know, the time that the army is going to bring us apart. So we had to build her confidence with that. And she's like, promise. So we had to do that pinky promise. To her, you know, but the greatest thing is we love each other and we are going to be together. So we felt confident when we did that for her.
Oh, that's so cute. Now, how old are your children?
Well, we have one daughter. She's 8 now.
Oh, okay.
This happened a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So she was 7 when you guys.
Well, when she asked that question. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that is so cute. I know it's so true. Children, they feel it when they're fighting and when their parents don't, you know, they aren't on the same page and they're not like loving towards each other. And it's so, and right. I don't think, obviously nobody brings children into this world in a relationship and the expectations are not to want to fight in front of their children. And then just sometimes it happens. And a lot of times I think parents don't realize how much of an effect it can have on the children and how much they are just paying attention. Even if it doesn't seem like they are, they're there, they're listening.
I agree. They're smart. And
they're very, very smart. I just met a woman through a networking event that I'm actually hosting for all women entrepreneurs in the Boston area. I'm organizing and putting it together next week, actually, right after Christmas. I'm sorry?
We'll talk about that after.
Yes. So anyways, one of the women that I met, we were going back and forth through messaging, and she has just gone through a divorce, and she has, I think the baby's like almost 2. And her and her daughter were in their home by themselves, and her daughter said the word happy to her mom. And I instantly got chills. I mean, saying it right now, I'm getting the chills because she could feel like how much more happier her mom was now that she wasn't probably with her, you know, with her husband now going through a divorce, because they just, I'm sure that, I mean, I don't obviously know the insight, but you know, we can figure out if they're going through a divorce. I'm sure there wasn't some happy moments going on, and the baby felt that. So it's just,
years old. Yeah, they'll feel that. I mean,
it validated, you know, all the work that I've been, you know, trying to put out into the world and really trying to bring parents together and realize, you know, how important it is. So
yes.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And it's a lot of work. You can attest to that, especially you know, traveling all over the world in the military. I mean, that's got to be
long distance parenting. Yeah, it's challenging.
Yes. Yes, but you made it work. You figured out a way, which I'm sure I know with the with the Happily Joint too. You know, you talk a lot about just the communication piece and how vital that is for your relationship and to be loving and to spice it up and just do what you have to do, right? So you can
to make happiness last.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We are definitely going to have to talk, you know, more as far as the retreat stuff go, because I'm actually leading a retreat in Costa Rica in April for parents and couples.
Yeah, I noticed that on your site.
That's yeah, awesome. And I'm bringing a good friend of mine who is a Baptiste yoga teacher. So we'll have the yoga and meditation daily as well. So I'm really excited for that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
It should be a lot of fun. I mean, we all need to get away now and then, you know? So are the kids included in this trip?
No, it's just the parents, just, or the couples. Yep. Yeah. So originally I had made it just for couples. And then, speaking with my coach about it, it kind of made sense because I'm doing so much relationship building and like the communication piece. I actually had someone approach me. She and her boyfriend were kind of struggling with communication, and she thought, you know, she was asking about it. And I was like, you know what? If couples, obviously, if they're on their way, you know, that the next step is to get married and eventually have children, then working on the communication piece is obviously going to be a huge stepping stone to be able to, you know, live this happy, you know, nurturing lifestyle once they do officially get married and have those kids. So it was kind of cool that I made that decision to sort of open it up. So we'll see what happens. I'm just rolling with it. And
I think it'll be great.
Yeah. And I think it'll be nice for those married couples too, to have that diversity and just have different, you know, different relationships that are there too.
And they can share insight too on their relationship and their marriage, you know, to those folks.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I also noticed too, you own a nonprofit. Tell me about, are you working with that now? Am I correct in that or?
So we created it because of the work that I've been doing for nearly 20 years now, about 17 years. My husband and I, we started a scholarship in Jamaica. I'm originally from Jamaica, by the way. Yes. So we started a scholarship back in 2000 with my primary school. So it's on education and mentoring youth. But my main focus is mentoring young girls. Yes. And so the youth itself, as far as the focus is, Fit for the Role is the name of the organization. And so I created it to start an academy, a Fit for the Role academy for girls and for women. But, you know, after thinking about it for a while, I was like, you know what, since I'm already doing that work, why not have a nonprofit portion of it as well? And Fit for the Role is giving training to young girls and to women so they can be fit for whatever role they decide to take on in the workforce. And so, of course, with the marriage part of it, we also share our, because they always ask questions about us. What makes you guys, you know, stay married for so long and still be happy? So we share that. So I'm a Fit for the Role wife, you know, and a mom and a profession, you know, now an entrepreneur. So it's just getting them ready for whatever it is that they decide to pursue in their future. Are you stuck? Okay, so it seemed like the screen got stuck for a second.
Yeah. I think we had a little glitch there, but it's okay. We're back on.
Okay. And then, so I started, you mentioned, now that you mentioned the nonprofit, I'm just going to go ahead and elaborate on it a little bit.
Yes.
So, of course, the focus is for girls and for women, and we do deal with the youth, males as well, but our main focus is going to be on the girls because we have such a hard time getting accepted into society for our skills, you know, and equity and all that.
Yes.
So, but the military family, where everything that we do, we always include veterans, women veterans, and military children as well. So a portion of whatever we do definitely goes to those kids and women veterans who need assistance in either starting a new job, you know, getting clothing for job interviews and stuff like that.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now, so I think I want to go into some of the questions that I have for you.
Oh, you have questions.
The first one I would love to know is, so owning your energy and parenting and relationships and creating that harmony in the home, like, how do you feel overall about just the energy piece of it and just in your communication and your relationships? Can you just talk a little bit about how it's worked for you in your relationship?
Right. Having positive energy, period, in my life is important. So bringing it starts at home, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm having a bad day at home, it may reflect on me on the outside. So my husband and I mean, we pray. Faith is a big part of our marriage, of our relationship, and our daughter as far as parenting. So the big thing is we won't rest unless we're happy. My husband and I already know. So we're going to hash it out, whatever issues that we're ever having, we're going to hash it out so we can have a wonderful day. Because if we're not happy with each other, honestly, our day is not going to be the greatest. And so we're going to walk. We're not going to we're not going to fall asleep unless we talk something out and we're on a good page. Because that's Zen. We need that for our rest. And that's something we've decided from years ago. And then, you know, leaving the house, going to work, you know, if something is wrong, he's not going to be focusing 100%. And I want to make sure that my husband is not worried about anything at home. And so, of course, it took a long time for us to get here. It took maturity and extremely excellent communication. But we made a decision over 10 years ago that, listen, we're going to talk everything out in an environment where we don't feel threatened or that we have to raise our voice or anything like that. So open dialogue. And if we have to do it over food, that's fine too. But we talk about it, and we have to have that Zen in our home before we feel like we can, you know, be successful or be one with self, you know, before we can go out. So self, us as a couple, us as parents, and because we don't want our daughter to see anything negative in our home, you know, because we want her to focus at school and not having to worry about mommy and daddy at all.
And right.
We're getting that down pack. Folks are like, you guys should write a book because we give advice all the time. No, we're not professional counselors or anything like that, but we just share life experience, you know.
Yep.
And folks ask us to write a book about, you know, how to. So we're in the process of that, but we started off with workbooks, and workbook number one is done. Happily Joined, The Secret to Relationship Resiliency. Because we all
That's awesome. That's really, really cool.
You.
Really cool. You know, I think, I mean, I'm not a licensed therapist either, but I think when you've had the experience and you've been around it, and especially, you know, in your case, you've been married for 20 years, you know what works and you know what doesn't work. And what works for you as far as, you know, the communication and the energy and knowing that you don't want to go to bed mad at each other, because you probably won't have a good night's sleep, and then you're going to wake up in the morning pissed off. I have always felt the exact same way. And I just think it takes work. So a lot of relationships don't want to put in the work, and they kind of just, you know, they go about their day and they kind of just go through the, you know, the motions. And I think going through the motions for me is not an option. And for you, it's not an option either, clearly. So
sit down. We have to work.
Yeah, it's so, so huge. And you want your daughter too to have a beaming self-esteem and self-confidence, and for her to be happy and feel that support from you guys. And the only way she's gonna feel that, it comes from you. So
reflected from us.
Yes, absolutely. So,
yeah,
I love it. You guys are amazing.
Good question. I like that.
Thank you. Now, I mean, we talked a little bit about it, but yeah, as far as your communication style, so you had said that you don't promote the yelling, and you sort of keep like an open forum for discussing things effectively, sort of being able to hash it out and not judging each other and kind of just putting it out on the table, maybe what's bothering you. Would you, I mean, how do you, if you guys are having a disagreement, how do you typically handle it? Is it like, yeah, you, honey, what's going on? Like, what's the problem? And then you kind of go back and forth.
Okay, so we have our keywords, tone.
Love it.
So, I mean, because if you have a certain negative tone, then it, if someone's already angry, it's going to spark them to be, you know, to not say nice, nice things. So right. Our goal is to be nice to each other.
Own and, your energy, right? Own your own energy.
On our own energy, right. And own our own energy, exactly. But still, you know, be able to speak, get our point across without having to raise our voice. And if he has to go upstairs and grab some lemonade or whatever to get into that zone, we're free to do that. But we're going to talk about it. We're not going to put it aside, shove it under the carpet or anything like that. So the biggest it takes maturity. Because now we didn't get here, as I said, overnight, you know.
Right. It takes work.
Right. It takes work, and it takes a level of maturity for you to know that, hey, you can't be yelling and getting a point across and still feel lovey-dovey to each other, you know.
Right. No.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. So having that, and, you know, we started our YouTube channel with our little show, Dialogue on Delicacies, the Happily Joined edition. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. I think I've watched one of your episodes and I loved it. You guys were in the kitchen and which I don't know if that's typically where you guys are.
Yeah,
but
that's where we talk. It's just easy. We can eat in the
meantime. Oh no. I think you guys were talking about just sort of like loving each other and like keeping the romance. I think is the episode that I caught. I'm not exactly sure which one it was.
Yeah, there are a few of them now, but and the thing is we don't rehearse anything. We have the talking points, the talking points, and we just roll with it. No editing,
yes.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
So you see the real us, you know?
Yes.
And,
yes.
So like, you know, like I think one of the last ones, I disagreed with my husband on something, you know, and I called him out on something. They're like, we love that. So we don't want it to be, you know, like a script or anything like that. You know, we just have this talking points and we just talk about it and be real. So other couples can see this is how we deal with things. And we speak highly of each other because we love each other and we admire each other because we're both professionals. And so we bring leadership that we've learned over the years and our education. Like, I have a master's in management and leadership. So I'm like, the first place I should be leading is in my home.
Right. And
my husband, of course, he is my king of my home, but he values my opinion and my take on things. And so, because, you know, at my retirement ceremony the other day, he was my keynote speaker. Yeah, he's an excellent speaker, by the way. So he mentioned, you know, agreeing with me with certain things. And even if he disagrees, he still listens. But there are times when, because he's not informed, he would make a certain decision. And then when I enlighten him on whatever it is that, you know, knowledge that I know, I'm like, and then he realizes, oh, you know what, babe, if that's the case, then I have to, you know, make a different decision. You know, so our husband needs us. Our husbands needs our insights on things because we may have information that they don't have. And so they're not always right. You know, they're not
right.
And he acknowledged that, and everyone in the room, they loved it. They loved it. So
that's no, I mean, you have to be transparent. You have to be real. You know, going live and sort of not having like this full on script is almost kind of impossible, especially if you want to keep it completely, you know, real and honest.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And it takes courage, you know, it takes a lot of courage to go that and just put your business out there. But you know, how are you going to help other couples? Because it's like, what's the reason? Why are we doing this? Because we're not doing it for fame. I mean, there are other things.
Right.
And so what we our goal is to help other couples to get to where we're at and beyond, you know, beyond 20.
Yeah.
So we're sharing what it is that works for us, what didn't work, and hope they pick a few tips up, you know, that will help.
Yeah, them. No, absolutely. It's needed. I think old school parenting and just the universe today is just, there's just so much hostility. And to have, I know. To have the happiness in the home and to be those role model, you know, for not only your partner, but your children is just, I mean, you're breeding, you know, something, you know, into the world and you don't know what's going to come of it or what, you know, what they're going to do with their lives. And right. You can only have so much control, of course, but if you keep it as positive as you can, and you are that role model for them, I personally feel that is the way to go. There's no other option.
Whatever it is, that you do for them, as long as they take something from it, it'll radiate through them to others. So
yes, exactly. So that leads me to, so how do you handle discipline with your daughter? If you even need to, you may not need to because you have the harmonious.
I'm telling you, we have some, and that's the thing. That's another reason why my husband and I are like, you know what? One is good. We have this formula going, it's working. And really having that open dialogue, just like my husband and I, we have an open dialogue. Our daughter knows that she can talk to us about anything. Yeah. And I did not want to have a harsh upbringing for her. It's not like I had it directly, but I've seen it growing up. And yes. I don't think it left a positive impact on those people, my peers. So right. I'm happy I grew up in a loving home. But yeah, I've seen folks with discipline, and I mean, talking about physically beating.
Yes.
And I didn't grow up in America, so I grew up right. in Jamaica, and it's like they don't spare the rod. Let's just say. They did not spare the rod back then. But my daughter and my husband and I, we decided that we're going to just have that open dialogue with her. Have we tapped her before? Yes. In the past, but that's, we've overcome, you know, those tappings, and it's nothing that's going to hurt her.
Right.
We would never hurt our daughter, but right. You know what, you know, she's able to talk. So let's communicate with her and get
right.
And we don't restrict her like a lot of right. parents. You let her you know, she has her own opinion. I'm like, yeah, she has her own opinion.
she should have her own opinion.
Yeah, she's her own person. And so our daughter, she has open dialogue with us, and I'm very surprised at how open she is with her dad as well, with my husband. But we have that environment that we encourage it. So right. talking and taking away the things that she values, like the electronics. Right. She loves her laptop, her iPad, her, you know, phone.
Yep.
If that's something that she's not supposed to and she knows better, then guess what? We take those away for a certain time period. And
right.
she knows, and the things we are parents of our words. So when she
right.
knows, hey, they really mean it. She definitely, yeah, she does the right things.
Yes.
Yeah.
First of all, the fact that she's able to communicate probably so great is because you've been modeling that for her.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you guys are communicating, you know, out of love and not frustration, know, when you're around her. So your tone and just, you know, when you guys are communicating is obviously something that she's picking up, and you're curating that safe space too for her to be able to come to you and communicate how she's feeling. That's what we want. We want to be able to teach our children to be able to communicate how they're feeling without using their body, right? As opposed to getting aggressive and hitting or, you know, throwing a temper tantrum. That's the ultimate goal that you want from that. So that's awesome. That's great. I'm really happy to.
Amanda is, it's getting feedback.
I'm sorry.
So our daughter is Victoria. And as a youth, you know, there are certain things that happened to me that I felt I couldn't tell.
Yes.
And so I refuse to have that happen to my daughter. And so
right.
You know, we talk about, you know, things that are inappropriate, dialogue that's inappropriate. And so right. My daughter knows that no matter what, she will never fear telling us something, sharing something right. with us. So that's where we're building that relationship, building that openness, so she'll know, right. you know, mommy and daddy are going to be there no matter what it is, and they're going to believe me, you know, because I don't want her to feel so fearful that we're going to tell her, I don't believe you. That's not true. You know what I mean?
So yeah, yes,
just right. that dialogue and allowing her to tell us whatever it is that's on her mind. If anyone has ever heard her or anything like that, she knows,
right.
knows what's appropriate and what's not. And she knows to right. share it to us, share it with us at any time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I hear it from a lot of parents too, where they almost want their children to be scared of them in terms of, like, you know, punitive discipline or how they're, you know, handling certain situations. And like, I want her to know that, or, you know, or he to never do that again. So it's almost like they want to scare the living shit out of them. And like, so they to scare them out of making stupid decisions. That's not the way to go, because when it comes down to something extreme or even just something small that is bothering them, they're not going to come to you and talk to you
about someone else. And you're going to wonder, why is she talking to the neighbor versus me? You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, again, it goes back to just having that open communication, you know, owning your energy around your children and just having that, like, happy, healthy positivity around. Like, it's so, yeah. I mean, who wants to be more negative? I prefer to be as positive as you can. Right. You're stuck in a situation or something's not going your way. Well, try and figure out how you can look at it from a positive aspect and turn it into something that you can work with or how you can change it, as opposed to, like, harping on the negative piece of it.
Absolutely. And creating that sweetness in that term, home, sweet home.
Yes.
I want her to always feel that, hey, my home is that home. Home, sweet home, when she's coming home. And just with my husband, mm-hmm. I don't want her to feel that way. I don't want her to drive up to the driveway and say, oh, God, now I got to go see that woman, you know?
Yes.
The driveway, and same with me, is, you know, I'm home. Glory be to God, I'm home. This is my safe space, you know?
Yes. No, I totally agree. That's how it should be. So my last question, Maxine, would be, if you could offer one tip to our viewers watching, and of course any of those that would be catching the replay, what would you say would be the one tip to help couples communicate more effectively with each other?
Well, as far as communication, I mean, it's setting expectations, expectation management. And I think we talked about that in one of our episodes. We're all human, so don't expect a lot, but don't expect the impossible, you know? Mm-hmm. And if there's something that is bothering you, you want to communicate it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Having it, you know, boil up to something else, and that's when the yelling and the screaming starts.
Yes.
After days or hours of you know, you still thinking about that last thing that happened, so everything else that occurs irritates you, you know. So
yes,
communicating whatever problem it is right away, nip it in the butt. Period. Mm-hmm. Nip it in the butt, and encourage open communication. You know, don't let your partner be fearful of, you know, just coming to you about anything. Make sure
yes.
that you make them feel like, hey, I can talk to my wife, or I can talk to my husband if it's a guy that's, or if it's a woman that's watching, of course.
Right. Yeah.
whatever.
Whatever works.
Yeah, just be that person that your partner can come to with any issues and not feel like they're going to be judged by you. Because my husband and I, we're best friends. We're literally best friends. I have best girlfriends, but yeah. my husband, that's the person who knows every dark corner yeah. of my soul. You know what I mean? And we
yeah.
pray together. We pray together. Like, we leave the house, we hold hands, and we say a quick prayer. Or if we forget to do it inside the house, we do it in the car before we go for a ride. We came home last night. Okay, family, I know you're happy to be home, but let's do this. And
yep.
we just held each other. And it doesn't have to be a long 3 minutes of prayer. It could be the 30 seconds of, you know, we're grateful we made it to Atlanta, celebrated with family. My wife is retired and now she's home with us, you know, and right. That's what it is, what it was last night. So, yeah, open communication, open dialogue, not be fearful or allow your partner to feel fearful to come to you. Just be that, yes. that right hand, that shoulder for them to cry on. Right. Yeah.
Yep. No, absolutely. And I think lastly, too, is a lot of you hear it from a lot of women that they think automatically that their husband knows what they're thinking or they know something that would bother them. It doesn't work that way.
I agree. It does not work.
It doesn't work that way. Men are not mind readers, and we're sure as, and women are sure as hell not mind readers. If you want to know something, you have to ask, and you have to have that, like you said, the open communication and the healthy, you know, boundaries, and be able to just ask or discuss what it is that's bothering you, right?
Absolutely. And that was another thing I think we talked about, or it's going to be on an upcoming episode, is letting your partner know whatever problems you have, because if we don't know, we can't help you. And that's
right.
For both sides. If we don't know what the problem is, we cannot help you at all.
So exactly.
Mind readers. Hi, Maggie. Thanks for joining us. Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, I see. Thank you for that. I didn't even see you there. Maggie, thank you for joining, love. Good to see you here. Well, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you today and learning about all that you are putting out into the world. So let our viewers know how they can reach out to you if they are interested in the nonprofit, as well as maybe some of the retreats or anything that you have going on.
Okay. So Happily Joined has pretty much everything that our viewers need. It's happilyjoined.com. That's HappilyJoint.com. And so I'm Maxine Reyes, co-founder, along with my husband, Kenneth Reyes, of Happily Joined. And it is the secret to relationship resiliency. And we help couples to make happiness last in their relationship or in their marriage.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you.
We're going to close out and say goodbye to our viewers. Thank you for coming on, Maggie. I appreciate you.
The pleasure was mine. And I did forget, I'm on Instagram and Facebook as well, at Happily Joined. Yes.
Awesome. Great. So everyone, follow her, Catching the Replay. She's amazing. You want to know what she's doing in this world. So thank you again. Have a beautiful day. All right. That is the end of the show, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to Parenting with a Punch show. You can go to my website again to learn more and to stay tuned for more episodes. Our next guest is going to be on January 8th. She is a former preschool teacher, special education advocate, and I look forward to bringing her. And I may come to you on January 1st for the new year and kind of just say hello to my viewers. Thank you again. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Bye-bye. Technology, I'm going to have to cut this out of the video because it doesn't want to end. I'm trying.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.